The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews will visit China next week to attend the second forum on the country's Belt and Road Initiative. Also known as the New Silk Road, it's been described as President Xi Jinping's signature foreign policy project. Victoria is the only Australian state to have signed an MOU with Beijing under the initiative. Helen Sovchuk is the CEO of the Australia-China Business Council. She'll also be in China next week attending a CEO's forum before the main event. She joins me now. Welcome, Helen.
Thanks very much for having me.
Can you refresh our memories? How does the Belt and Road Initiative actually work?
Okay, well, the Belt and Road Initiative, which is a signature platform for President Xi Jinping, actually was an idea from 2,000 years ago in the Han Dynasty. And the idea was to improve trade activity connecting China to Central Asia. And it was called the Silk Road. So Xi Jinping's project takes it the next step, and it's called Yi Dai Yi Lu, which literally means one belt, one road. And the idea of it is to connect three continents, Asia, Europe, and Africa, connecting various land corridors, and also which are called the Belt, and a maritime route, which is ironically called the Road. The Belt and Road Initiative will actually cover three continents and 68 countries. It will actually cover 60% of the world's population at a cost of around $4 to $8 trillion. And it's estimated that about a quarter of global goods traded will pass through the Belt and Road.
What opportunities can it offer Australian, or I suppose given it's Victoria, specifically Victorian businesses?
Well, the Belt and Road geography does not technically hit Australia, as you know. But given that we live in a globalised digital economy, there will be lots of opportunities for Australian companies to actually participate in the Belt and Road. And it may well be that a Pakistani railway, which is financed by Chinese money, could use Australian engineering skills. So it's not going to be technically, it would be possible for us to have a contribution as part of the Belt and Road. And Australia is very well placed to actually serve some of these major infrastructure projects on the Belt and Road. We've got amazing engineering skills, project management skills, financial skills, which will be well served on the Belt and Road. And there are many opportunities that can arise for Australian businesses on the Belt and Road.
But this also comes amid national security concerns and what is essentially a trade dispute. China's complained to the WTO about Australia's ban on Huawei supplying equipment for our 5G network. Is that a cause for concern?
Well, it's unrelated to the Belt and Road. Obviously, there are ups and downs in the bilateral relationship. So I don't have any insight with respect to what Huawei has complained to the World Trade Organization. It's quite separate to the Belt and Road.
And yet there's been a reluctance from many Western governments to sign up to this. For example, Italy's the first G7 country to sign up. And as we've already discussed, Victoria is the only Australian state that's keen. So why are we seeing such a different approach?
Well, I think the Victorian government signing the MOU was quite visionary. If you want to have access to what is happening, you really have to be inside the camp. So I think that you'll find that Premier Andrews' attendance at the Belt and Road Forum will be very important to avail Victorian companies of the opportunities which the Belt and Road offers Victorian companies.
China's already funded many infrastructure projects like trains and roads and ports around the world under this project. But many have raised concerns about the levels of debt these countries now owe Beijing. Don't we have reason to be wary?
Well, like all commercial ventures, there needs to be proper due diligence, and they are every infrastructure project under the Belt and Road. It does require proper due diligence and commercial acumen to make sure they are viable projects. And, you know, many countries are also signing up to the Belt and Road. These infrastructure projects are really required. We still have massive infrastructure underspend, and these infrastructure projects are really required in the region.
Helen, you'll be at the CEO's forum next week in Beijing, as we mentioned in our intro. What happens there? Will any deals be signed? What's the context here?
Well, Premier Li Keqiang has actually said that this year, the second Belt and Road Forum will focus on the business end of the BRI. So there will be a CEO conference on the 25th. We don't have the detailed agenda of it yet, but the idea is there will be business matching sessions available. So it is anticipated there will be some deals done next week.
Helen, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Helen Sovchuk is the CEO of the Australian-China Business Council, and this is RN Drive.